Assalamu alaikum, I am Hammad from Kashmir. I have completed my BTech in civil engineering. Now I want to know, how do I pursue bachelor's and master's in any Islamic university in Saudi Arabia? Since I have surpassed the age criteria for admission into Islamic University of Medina, and it is my passion to study Islam offline with an organized academic curriculum. Please help. Brother, you have mentioned in your question that you have surpassed the age criteria as far as admission in the Islamic University of Medina is concerned, but you have not mentioned your age. Are you 26 years? Are you 27 years? Are you 30 years? Are you 25 years? As far as the Islamic universities in Saudi Arabia are concerned, three universities are the best Islamic universities in Saudi Arabia. The first is Imam Muhammad bin Saud Islamic University, that is in Riyadh. The second is the Islamic University of Medina, that is in Medina Al-Munawwara, and the third is Umm Al-Qura University in Makkah. These are the three best universities as far as Islamic subjects and Islamic studies is concerned. Now, the age criteria as far as admission for bachelor's in any of these three universities is concerned is below 25 years. So if you are below 25 years, you can very well apply. If you are 25 years, you can yet apply. If you are more than 25 years, then what I would request you to do is yet apply in all of these three Islamic universities in Saudi Arabia. Because you never know that if your grades are very good, if your grades are excellent, the university may consider you as an exception and they may accept you as their student. They may admit you into one of these universities. You may be accepted in one of these universities. So at least apply in all of these three universities. And if you go online, you will find their forms are available on the respective websites, official websites of these universities. Simultaneously, you can also apply for admission in other universities. For example, we have Islamic universities in Qatar. For example, we have Hamad bin Khalifa University. We also have the Qatar University in Qatar. Besides this, we also have the University of Sharjah, and there are various Islamic universities that are available. We have all of these universities that are good universities in the Gulf countries. Apply in all of these universities, and inshallah, we hope that you will get admission in one of these universities in bachelor's. Besides this, you can also apply in IIUM, Islamic International University of Malaysia. And inshallah, you can apply in this university as well. Now, if you do not get admission in any one of these universities, so the only option for you is that you study online and you acquire knowledge online. And what I would request you is that you can refer to the Al-Hidayah platform. That is an LMS, learning management system, as well as a VOD, that is a video on demand. Various courses related to Islam are available on the Al-Hidayah platform. You can refer to this Al-Hidayah platform, and there are three categories. The first is Dr. Zakir Naik and other speakers. The second category is Dr. Zakir Naik, and the third category is other speakers. So certain videos are available for free, whereas others you need to subscribe. And after you have subscribed, you can have access to thousands of videos as far as Islam is concerned, whether it be in the field of tafsir, hadith, aqidah, fiqh, Islam and comparative religion, etc. And the USP, the unique selling point of the Al-Hidayah platform, it is the international Dawah training program. I would request you to refer to this international Dawah training program and to start doing this course. The complete international Dawah training program has not yet been uploaded on the Al-Hidayah platform, but parts of it have been uploaded on the Al-Hidayah platform. So besides the videos, there is also a lot of material that is available along with the videos. And there is also assessment, which will aid you to know where you are as far as a particular course is concerned. So I would highly recommend that you start doing this course, that is the International Dawah Training Program, wherein you will learn the techniques of conveying the message of Islam to non-Muslims, the techniques of handling question-answer sessions, the techniques of debates. It is a very great course as far as Islam and comparative religion is concerned. It will help and aid you drastically as far as Dawah to non-Muslims is concerned. And you can also refer to other speakers. For example, you have Sheikh Asim Al-Hakim, Sheikh Salim Al-Amri, and various other speakers who are available on the Al-Hidayah platform. And you can do various courses that are suitable to your liking, and inshallah you will benefit drastically through the Al-Hidayah platform. Besides this, you can also study in online universities. But I would like to stress and emphasize by saying that studying in an online university, it has a far less impact as compared to studying in an offline and on-campus university. So there is a vast difference between studying in an on-campus university as compared to studying in an online university. Studying in any one of the three Islamic universities that I have mentioned is far superior than studying in any online university. Because when you're studying in an offline university, or when you go to the campus and acquire knowledge, there is direct interaction with the teacher. You can ask whatever doubts you have on the spot to the teacher, and you can understand whatever you are studying in a much better way. So you cannot compare online universities to offline and on-campus universities. But if you are not getting admission in any one of these few universities that I mentioned, then you can study in online universities. And one of the best online universities, it is the IOU, that is the International Online University, which is run by Dr. Bilal Phillips. You can refer to this university, and inshallah, you can do courses as far as Islamic studies is concerned. There is another university that is run by Sheikh Saad Shetri, that is the Knowledge University, and you can refer to this university as well, and you can study online in one of these universities, and it will help you, inshallah. Certain students who are very studious and those who are focused, they may greatly benefit even from the online universities, because they are focused, they are dedicated. Our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, said, "Talabul ilmi faridatun ala kulli Muslim." Seeking knowledge is obligatory upon every single Muslim. We should acquire Islamic education and knowledge. We should acquire knowledge that will benefit us in this world as well as the next. And we should see to that we do not acquire knowledge that is futile, which does not benefit us neither in this world nor in the Akhirah. So when we are acquiring knowledge, we should see to that it is beneficial for us. It is beneficial knowledge. That's the reason we do the dua, Rabbi zidni ilma. Oh my Lord, increase me in knowledge. What kind of knowledge? Beneficial knowledge. Knowledge that will benefit us in this world as well as the next. And simultaneously, a person can do his own self-study. Read the glorious Quran with translation. Read the tafsir of the glorious Quran. There are various books of tafsir that are available. If you know Arabic as a language, it is the best. There are several books of tafsir that are available. Tafsir Ibn Kathir, Tabari, Tafsir al-Sa'di, and various other books of tafsir that are available. If you do not know Arabic as a language, then you can refer to Tafsir Ibn Kathir in the English language. And as far as the translation of the glorious Quran is concerned, I would request you that to read the translation of the glorious Quran as well on a daily basis. And one of the best English translations, it is the Abdullah Yusuf Ali. So you can refer to this translation as well. And you, after you read the glorious Quran on a daily basis, you will see the satisfaction and tranquility in your life. You will see the change in your life. Let us be connected to the glorious Quran, and let us not disconnect ourselves from the glorious Quran.